Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has just left Chicago, and it's not for New Orleans.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with an up three. TheThirdIngredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Doug Obey. Doug's book is called Money and the Human Condition, Understanding How Your Money Shapes Our Society and How to Gain Control of Your Finances. It's an outstanding book that I encourage you to find. Doug, tell us how we can find you online.
DougObey.com.
O-B-E-Y, just like it sounds. And Doug, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the recession that hasn't happened yet, but it'll happen eventually. It could be in a year, it could be in 5 years. But in the previous segment, you gave us several indicators that we should watch that are indicators of a potentially challenged global economy, no question about it. But I do think, and Doug, I'm going to give you a second to, if you've got a couple more that you'd like to add to this, but then I want to make sure that we have plenty of time to talk about ameliorating issues that might either put a recession off, or maybe even make it where it's not even such a big deal. Go ahead.
Okay. A couple more bad things or canaries, if you will, in the coal mine. There's a very tight correlation between the ISM manufacturing index and net profit margins, which stock prices are all based off. And the ISM manufacturing index has been dropping for the past year. And so it usually has about a 12-month lag. So it means that it's likely that net profit margins for companies are going to start dropping. And then there's also, we were talking about the plunge in confidence of Fortune 500 people, but also Morgan Stanley Business Confidence Index plunged in June to its lowest point since December 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the height of the global financial crisis, as you know.
Well,
and it was one of the largest one-month declines in the history of the index.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just us, you know, that feeling this, you know, it's really around the world, all right?
The global economy is contracting a little bit. There's no question about that. But some of it is the challenges that China's having right now. Europe's having a lot of the challenges that are being going on in the economy right now are because of policy issues. I mean, a whole lot of Europe's problem is the way that they're running the Eurozone over there. A whole lot of China's problem is the way they're running their country, the way they're treating Hong Kong, for example. The pressures that was a shoot yourself in the foot thing that China did in Hong Kong, that wasn't necessary, what they did over there, and that's causing a problem for them. But let's throw out a few things that could turn this around, or at least when we have the next recession, make it not be so bad. Number one, you and I both know the old days, supply chain issues were what caused recessions. We had too much stuff in the supply chain. People got, you know, things slowed down a little bit, and they kind of bollocks up the supply chain. That's typically what an old recession was all about. Today, it's more hysteria. And when I think about small business owners having stronger balance sheets like they have right now, they've never had stronger balance sheets or better cash positions, Doug, than they do right now, because those companies that survived the last decade have learned how they deleverage and they learn how to run their businesses tighter. So I think if we have a recession whenever it is, because of that, half the economy being stronger than it's ever been financially, it'll be a recession that either isn't that hard, that long, or that deep. I think from a Main Street standpoint, I think we'll help with that. One other thing that I think is going to help, if we can get it done, we've got three trade agreements that are big deals right now. We got the North America trade deal, which Mexico just signed their part of it. We got to get that done. We get the China deal done. We get the European deal done. Doug, if in the next 24 months we could get those three trade deals done, I think that would put off a recession for another decade. What do you think?
I agree, and there's a lot of other good signs. All right, we have record low unemployment. I mean, right now there's actually 1.28 jobs for every unemployed person. So there's 7.449 million unfilled jobs, and
that's
only
right.
5.82 million people looking for them.
And 2 million of those jobs are manufacturing jobs.
Yeah, so, I mean, we have great employment going on, but what confuses me is we're not seeing that should be equating to inflation, especially,
right.
you know, labor inflation. You know,
there's a new number. There's a new number that's helping that. Productivity is up. For
yeah.
the first time in a while, we've got some increased productivity. I think that's helping with and I'll tell you something else. I think the inflation, the old inflation models driven by higher wages and higher prices, I think those are being ameliorated by the more technology that we're using. We're not as dependent on oil when that goes up. And the digital productivity. What do you think?
Well, you know, that's true, but I think that's actually a problem because we need inflation to some degree.
A little bit.
I mean, people expect to get paid more for doing the same exact job.
Right.
All right. Year after year after
hey,
year.
Hey, Doug. I'm about to run out of time. I need to get you on the record. Do you think we're going to have a recession in the next 24 months?
Yes. In the next 24 months, but toward the end of that 24 months, probably
okay.
toward the end of 2020.
After the election or before the election?
Yes.
After or before
no,
the election?
Probably right after the election, fourth
okay.
quarter
right.
of 2020.
We got him on record here, folks. Hey, Doug, good job today. Thanks for the great report. Come back soon.
Will do.
Doug Obey, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Come together right now.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.